Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. Traditional owners in Northwest WA say their community is devastated by the federal government's decision to extend a controversial gas project for another 40 years. Murujuga near Karratha is home to the world's oldest and largest Aboriginal rock art collection, and there are fears it will be destroyed by industrial emissions.
The government's initial decision to keep the Woodside Northwest Shelf Gas Project operating until 2070, seen as a death sentence by traditional custodians. Seeking to protect the Murujuga rock art, the world's oldest Indigenous collection.
I feel heartbroken, you know, because this is the fight that my old people had, and unfortunately, the younger generation are now carrying this fight.
Their anger put directly to the Prime Minister.
I've met with the Indigenous traditional owners around Dampier, around that region, and there are different views.
The government approval does come with strict conditions for operator Woodside to adhere to, arguing an extension does not jeopardise progress on the government's emissions targets, citing the looming closures of coal-fired power plants.
They are moving to renewables backed by gas, and that will be a really important part of the transition that will occur.
But on that, dissent from the camp of green energy backer Andrew Forrest, Fortescue CEO labelling the approval not a credible long-term climate solution. It's a step backward.
It's an epic climate fail in the first 3 weeks of the re-elected government.
The call welcomed by WA's Premier, approval given after a six-year process.
This saves literally thousands of jobs in Western Australia.
Gas is such an important part of our economy, and it's really important that these great reserves are tapped and that we've got sufficient clarity on the timing.
Despite the announcement yesterday on the Northwest Shelf extension, critics behind me say they will continue fighting and that their voices will only get louder. Today, rattled climate activists held nationwide rallies.
I literally cried. I know what's going to happen.
Including outside Mr. Albanese's electorate office. Christopher Tan, NITV News.
The grandfather of a 24-year-old Aboriginal man who died in police custody in Alice Springs has paid tribute to his relative and called for answers. Ned Hargraves is a senior Walpri leader from Yuendamu. He has led his community during the trial and inquest into the death of another young Aboriginal man at the hands of police, Kumanjai Walker. Mr. Hargraves says his family and community are devastated by this latest death and are calling for accountability and justice. He said his grandson was living away from Yuendamu and in supported accommodation in Alice Springs because of his disabilities. The 24-year-old died after an altercation with police inside the Coles supermarket in Alice Springs on Tuesday. An autopsy has failed to determine the cause of death. In a statement, Mr. Hargraves said,
I am angry and frustrated that yet another one of our young men has lost his life at the hands of the police. We know that he was held down by two police until he lost consciousness and perished. But at the moment, we are in the dark about what really happened.
The Deputy Chair of Victoria's Yurok Justice Commission, Travis Lovett, has set off on a 400-kilometre walk from Portland in Victoria's southwest to Parliament House in Melbourne. Portland is the site of first colonisation in the state. The 25-day journey is part of the state's truth-telling process. It will pass through sites of cultural and historical significance to First Nations people. About 4,000 people have registered to take part in various stages. A groundbreaking new documentary series, Our Medicine, shines a light on the vital work of First Nations health professionals and healers. The six-part series started last night here on NITV, and you can catch up on SBS On Demand. It follows a group of First Nations health workers trying to improve things for our mob and the huge challenges they face.
A powerful look behind the front line of Australia's strained medical services.
We're seeing across the board Indigenous people with a lot of health problems. The gaps that we need to see changing aren't changing.
New documentary series Our Medicine gives viewers a behind-the-scenes look into First Nations healthcare professionals facing day-to-day challenges in the healthcare system.
Our mob have these positions as doctors, as nurses, as healthcare workers, but nobody is seeing those nuances of them as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and the cultural responsibility that they are bringing to their job every day.
Series director Kimberly Benjamin says these Indigenous workers are key for their patients to access better culturally informed care.
They're working alongside a lot of people from all walks of life who may not understand our history, who may see Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people present to a hospital in a very one-dimensional manner.
The series highlights the importance of traditional healing practices existing side by side with Western medicine.
They don't know what to eat, the healing. They use a song line, you know.
People present to hospitals, present to clinics and GPs and Aboriginal medical services to heal in some capacity, and our healers are doing that too through their own, you know, practices and their own traditions, understanding that to heal we have to have strong country, we have to have strong people, and that it's all connected.
It's also about showcasing First Nations health workers as role models.
Showing people, you know, we need our mob in these positions, and look at them here. They are every day strengthening the medicine and the health outcomes of our mob.
A groundbreaking series about mob caring for mob. Ricky Kirby, NITV News.
A freakish flick pass from Latrell Mitchell has led the Blues to victory in Game 1 of this year's State of Origin Rugby League series. New South Wales won 18 points to 6 and are now red-hot favourites to wrap up the series against Queensland in Perth.
Celebrating a Blues victory on a night Queensland would rather forget.
Anytime you come to Queensland and win, you're going to be happy, so extremely happy.
This play delighting New South Wales.
Derek Moses, brilliant hands! That is glorious football by New South Wales.
Birrupi and Wiradjuri man Latrell Mitchell conjuring a magnificent flick pass.
Pretty special. The fact is Latrell, when he threw the ball, he was off the ground. I don't know how he finds the strength to be able to flick it through his hands that quick. Well, he's not even on the ground.
Blues prop Payne Haas was named player of the match after miraculously overcoming a grade 2 quad tear.
To jump out of the ground and do what he did was inspirational, actually.
While centre Stephen Crichton showed no signs of a cork suffered in the lead up to game 1.
Fires it to Crichton. Crichton for the corner. Across to Zach Lomax.
I asked him this morning how was he, and he said he was mad. So that's obviously good.
That works.
Yeah.
The Maroons recording back-to-back losses at Lang Park for the first time in 27 years. In fact, Queensland has only scored one try in the last two games at the venue.
We didn't see the best of this Queensland team tonight, and that's what I'm most disappointed about.
The Origin battle will recommence on neutral territory in Boorloo, Perth.
And the thing I know about Origin is there's always a response. You hit in the face, there's a response next game.
Michael Rennie, NITV News.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For the latest in Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.